The people who went back to receive the Pulitzer Prize at Columbia University today were Kent Porter, our photographer, who was the first out and who let the Press Democrat know that this was the bad one. Kent has an incredible sense, and he was out there with his face to the flames early that night in October. He went back to New York, and Julie Johnson, one of the lead reporters on the series of stories that won the Pulitzer Prize, she went back. Kathy Barnett, the executive editor, and Ted Apple, the managing editor, they received the Pulitzer Prize for spot news or breaking news, and it's a thrill beyond description. Press Democrat received that acknowledgement. We were in direct competition with some of the country's largest newspapers. I believe that runners-up in breaking news were the Houston Chronicle for its latest hurricane coverage, and then the New York Times for its coverage of the horrible mass shooting in Las Vegas. And of course, there were many other entries for spot news, but the Press Democrat won the prize.
I then asked Chris, given the tremendous pressure on print journalism these days, what was the overall reaction of the Press Democrat crew?
We are doing pretty well, but you know, we're a lot smaller, leaner paper than we used to be. And for this smaller crew to win the top prize for breaking news, it's just really exciting. It brings tears to your eyes.
I asked, given the pressures of reductions in newspaper classified ads and therefore income and the decline of readership, how did he view the importance of a viable newspaper industry to help sustain an informed regional and national electorate?
I think the future is happening in that newspapers are shrinking. They're getting smaller. They're in crisis. Many newspapers are physically, the paper that you hold in your hand is much smaller, and the staff is much smaller. Fewer reporters, less product. I absolutely believe journalism is an essential element of democracy. Without the press, investigating and researching and writing, covering government, covering the elections, covering our culture and our society, how would a republic function? Because in the absence, we all know what the absence of news is. You know, the absence of news is propaganda. And well, propaganda is really the word, whether it's coming from the government or from unchallenged candidates or power bosses or businesses and industries.
And finally, we came to perhaps the ultimate question. Will print journalism survive?
Well, in some fashion, Corey, but yes, I do believe journalism will survive.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Chris, and telling us about the great award bestowed on the Press Democrat and your opinions about the future of print journalism.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Corey Hudson for KRCB's North Bay Report.